guys are working on in the individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around, but we like during the meetings we have just kind of guides there so you're not blocking them with the lower cameras. Microphone. Looks good. Looks good. Okay. And if you like when you get up to use the whiteboard, okay, well, I'm recording, so you are ready to go.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Abby Bancroft. You can call me Abby. So, this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. Do you want to introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about it? My name is Kiara, and I'm the marketing expert.
I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, discuss. So, our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user-friendly. And to do this, we have to, there are certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design. So, there it is, right. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So, throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So we're going to try out our whiteboard. We'll all draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
I think both.
Yeah.
The starts? We have to decide if it starts or not.
Any volunteers? Can you remember that we're drawn?
I think about it. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user friendly?
I don't think so. Dolphin.
Yes.
It's a plain picture.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't fit on that too.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really they're smart and they're cute. And they like swimming, that's cool.
They're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent and I don't know. It's a little like binocular.
I don't know how intelligent that one looks.
Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. I don't know. I think it's cool the interaction that, or the things that the reason people seem to like, you know. They get people are sitting on the beach and they're like, oh, look, there's dolphins. It's kind of like, they jump around in the water and they're happy and they're mammals, but they swim.
Is anybody else swim? Draw their animal?
I'm supposed to be drawing an animal. It's a cat.
I don't know, they sleep all day. Easy to draw.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a kind as well, but I've got the square one. Okay. It's a square one. But it's hard to draw.
A horse.
What's the legs good, but anyway, look at that. And the main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment and I like the way they run and I used to do horse riding and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel sort of under their hand. I think that's pretty much it.
It's close.
It's a pig.
So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. Okay.
And furry?
Yeah.
Textile.
Tactile. Get curls.
Keep dragging it.
Oh my god. This is disastrous. Sorry about that. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 15 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. And we hope to sell this internationally.
Sorry, can you say that our price goal is now?
Selling price is 25 euro, profit aim, 50 million euro.
How many should we sell them?
Any other mathematician?
2 million. And then, well, it's a profit, so. The profit for each is
different.
3%. I don't know if this made it because I didn't mention Sasha. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or buttons?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too. I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you always know where your TV is, so you should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah.
You can push a button on your TV.
For the portable phone. So
Yeah. So you should have a call button on your television.
Yeah.
You know, to find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a vibrating thing. I don't know, but some, because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case you're going to be good. But if it has a sort of signal which isn't like the sound, I don't know if it's expensive, maybe. Maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like, I mean, your phone even just has some,
yeah.
It can vibrate, it can light up and make noise. And,
what if I had something like, just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base, you know, like a phone has a base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah,
so.
That's why it's always on the couch.
Yeah.
In the couch. I don't know. It seems like though that would be hard because you're gonna be lazy.
Maybe we should design couches that have their remote control.
Yeah, so we design just now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, you know, if you had a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would really make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. And the other thing
it needs to be bigger to not lose or.
Bigger?
Not well. It needs to be sort of
hand size.
Yeah, I don't think you need them.
Not huge,
but definitely not.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't.
No,
be.
Like a light thing, you know. I don't know. Like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Or make it robot so it runs around and comes, because I'm fine, you. That would be really. I'm sure we can do that for
25 years. Okay. So what do we think this remote control should 5 minutes? That's what we've left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons, because I hate that when there are too many buttons.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it has to have too many functions, but like
What if, maybe a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen? So it has less buttons, but it still has all the functions.
That would be cool.
Like the way the mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like.
So you could like if you have, I don't know, if you have satellites with 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio, that you
select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So, like, if you had a...
But would you have the screen on the thing, or would you have it on the time that you're transmitting the screen?
That's something we could design.
I guess it would go together somehow? I don't know.
Because, I don't know if it's... it's really expensive. If you use a telly screen, because a telly's already a screen, then you can sort of have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But for sure. Something like it's not on the button, but it's telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
It's like you see those, you know, people thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things when like they have all these things at their house, you know, their entire house is so electronic and they have like this one master control that
and it's like a handheld, like turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like. So I think it should be possible to have some kind of screen.
Well,
it must be really probably, it must be it's too expensive though. So.
But like mobile phones have screens.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
that's true.
We have to remember our budget is 12,
yeah.
Yeah, 12.50 for to actually make the device.
Well,
but it's something to think about, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have to see how much.
Also, if we can find out probably on the internet. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water. Water resistant. No, but it's, I thought, ah, spot on. Good feel, tactile, good tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip on it. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah.
I should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into. I'm going to come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in the 30 minutes. So, yeah. The industrial design, what is it? It's going to be looking more into the working design, so I guess we'd be looking at lots of the things we discussed about screen and that sort of thing. What is the UI?
User?
That's me.
Yeah, what is it say for
that? User interface design.
User interface design. So it's going to be more technical. I guess. But maybe the working design has also to do with the physical, like just the way it works.
The working design
where.
Is the structure.
Yeah.
What is technical function exactly?
I guess you'd have to find out.
It's not that email.
It
isn't
an email. Just don't really write down what
it said. It said, what effect should the thing actually have?
Okay.
Yeah, like
in working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the tone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it. Right. How it works. Okay. Right.
And the ending.
Marketing.
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 Yeah. So we'll be working on the use of requirements.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did